This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They may not be the brightest or the most attractive.
Looks like somebody's been down here with the ugly stick.
But unlike your family, they'll always listen. Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Thanksgiving, just 2 weeks out, 2 weeks from today. We have a listener who's a family member. I don't know if it's like a Aunt Helen or cousin.
Let's call her Aunt Helen. She sounds very Aunt Helen-y.
Always brings something at Thanksgiving that is just horrendous that nobody touches, nobody eats.
And they've tried to do things like, oh, would you please bring the milk? Tried to give her safe tasks. She's ignoring, and she's just always bringing this stuff. So they're like, how do we tell somebody tactfully that they're a horrible cook?
Colleen, you got any advice?
Let them bring it, and then send it back home with them. Okay.
Or you could have, like, mystery to-go packages where you can't tell what's inside. Okay, here's a little something from the table.
I actually think that's a great suggestion.
I like it, yeah.
Kathy said you don't have to eat it, so is it really worth hurting their feelings? Bella, other side of the coin, Bella says, recruit other family members, a couple other ones, to have a sort of intervention and tell this person with you that their cooking sucks.
A food intervention.
Then they'll know that it's not just you being a brat, that everybody feels this way.
It's not on your shoulders. I like that.
But you can't do that.
John, what do you got for us?
Put it right out of your say. You know, we talked it all over. Everybody's bringing certain dishes. Nobody's bringing a dessert. We recommend that you bring the dessert.
Ooh, I like this. You frame it as a need. You'd really help us if you brought this thing.
Yeah, and especially a dessert from a certain bakery. Don't trouble yourself by baking it yourself.
We want a Price Chopper pie, not an Aunt Patty pie.
We need two pumpkin pies. Don't bring them. We won't have any dessert.
Good call.
Beautiful.
Thanks, John.
And maybe call them up and say, hey, I bought way, way, way too much food for the actual mealtime itself. And I know you usually cook, but we simply can't accommodate. We don't have space for one more little thing. So I'd hate for you to make your famous raccoon pizza and have nobody touch it or have no room for it. So please bring plastic cups or napkins or something, because I forgot those. Frame it like a need. Don't frame it like you're blaming her for sucking.
I'll bring those anyway, along with my pistachio sweet potatoes.
You're right.
Because, you know, that we've had it every year. And what would Thanksgiving be
Dang it.
Without my special dish?
I hate to say you're probably right.